law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Warning. The host of this show has been known to be patently offensive, using words such as
fuck, shit, fucking ass, bullshit, bitch,
and phrases such as
you goddamn son of a bitch,
while ranting on about subjects like
angel dust, switchblades,
politics, and
sexually perverse photography exhibits involving tennis rackets.
So, if you are easily offended or have small children in the room, please turn the stream off now. Thank you.
Tonight, a united nation goes forward with the determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace.
Daddy,
but we cannot
who
win
is
our
Sean
war
Kennedy?
Or make our peace unless we understand the
Sean Kennedy
of the
was just a guy who started talking to people all over the world through an internet radio station called Rant Radio. Eventually, thousands of people all over the world would listen to him talk every Monday night about things that were happening in the world and the things that were going to happen. You see, Sean wasn't governed by anyone or anything. What he screamed into the internet was there for all to see. But that was when we still had rights and freedoms.
There are not enough of you to shoot us all. You, the few swaggering conquerors. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of our world.
Yes, it's time for the Sean Kennedy Show, the final audio show episode. Holy crap, how did that happen? Episode number 79. Hey, welcome to the next level. 79 weeks.
That's a lot of weeks.
That's a lot of weeks. And it's somehow sort of like, I don't know, kind of appropriate that it's show 80 because 8 has like a little, it's like a little infinity symbol.
That's right.
You know, I'm trying to get like the numerology thing. If we could get some numerology shit going on for show
8.
8
is very lucky, too. Very lucky.
Oh, yeah, it is. Latest 8 is very, like the 5/8 account. You know, what was that show where that guy,
I do remember that. I can't remember
what it was.
Yeah,
there was a 5/8 account where those guys, like, they bankrupted that entire British insurance company because they had an account.
Yeah.
And they just ran all his debt out of the 5/8 account.
That's right. Yeah. I've seen that movie, and I can't remember what it is.
No, it's got Ewan McGregor in it. He's the main character in that. I'm sure some people right now are posting it all over the IRC. Blah, 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 blah.
We don't read that.
So, this being episode number 79 of the Sean Kennedy Show, once again, you are free to distribute the show in any way you see fit. You can go and hand this out to people you don't know. Monster trucks. You can do whatever you want. Actually, you know what? I want that. Can we play that monster truck promo?
Sure. That's fun. We'll play it in the halftime.
That's one of my all-time favorites. That one and the... it's true. We'll have to know the name of that one. What have you learned since...
What have you learned? Okay, what have you learned in the monster truck? Okay.
Those are good. Anyway, you're free to distribute this any way you see fit. Going through the IRC tonight, the people who showed up for the show, these people are like, man, I was there, man.
I was there in the day.
We were there back in the day, man. Alpha 736 Capone X. Is Cow a person?
No, Cow okay. is not a person.
Happy B-Day, Missy! But that is nothing compared to the happy birthday we're going to wish Smokey, because Smokehouse's birthday is coming up on the this Friday. Coming up.
Is it?
Yes, he's turning 19, cool. Which is good. And it should be handy, which is, you know, it's
kind
of...
Now he can come and get into the bars up here?
Well, he could, but the problem is with Smokehouse, you better bring this down a little bit here. You better bring this down, because a lot of people don't know. Smokehouse, I give a lot of crap to a lot of people about Smokehouse, and Smokehouse is, in fact, crippled, okay? There's a lot of people who don't know that. Yeah, no, it's true. We give him a lot of flack, but what a lot of people don't know is that Smokehouse has quite a debilitating disease. And he actually, when he was 15, he was first diagnosed with it.
Uh-huh.
And he's probably going to give me shit for telling people this, but I wanted, you know, people to know about this. Smokehouse was only supposed to live 4 years. He was only supposed to live until he was 19.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And now he's kind of past the mark there. You know what I mean? So... I don't have time to keep up on all the details of his medical condition, but I do know he wasn't supposed to, you know, live all that long and stuff.
He's trucking pretty good still.
Well, he's doing okay.
Yeah.
He's doing okay. You know, he's got a lot of scars. Like, if you check, because what eventually happens is a brain deterioration disorder where gradually his functions slowly deteriorate down, and that's why he keeps falling over and shit all the time when he's in the wheelchair
he's
and stuff.
He's confused.
No, it's not. It's not even that, man. It's actually a biological condition where his brain is deteriorating. So, if anyone wants to, you know, I don't know if you'll see another one. You may want to wish Smokehouse a happy birthday.
Happy 19th birthday, Smokehouse.
Yeah. So there we go. Moving right along, we got going through the IRC. Where were we? Oh yes, yes, that's right. Misconduct. Didn't she just used to be happy birthday?
She must have changed
Punk
her name.
Punk of Evil, Shade.
Happy birthday.
Smokehouse, happy birthday, Smokehouse. Glad you're still with us.
Yep.
Snake, Zandad, Linux, Win2K3, Adam, Akito, 622, Alien Binary, Aliens AFK, Alamo, Angelica Wants Sim, Angry Monkey, Apoc Gone, ASM Freak, Silent Boy, Bobby Digital. I thought that said...
Bobby Digital.
I thought that was going to be... that might be a ripoff of Johnny Mnemonic, so it could be Bobby Digital.
Yeah.
Carcass, Cabot, Cell, Rumbling Sky, Crow, Cryptic Apathy. Great name.
Cryptic Apathy, nice.
Cryptic Apathy, I like that. Dancing Monkey, Delamorta, Delusion, Digitalia, Digital Sewage, Don't Panic, 42, Dorky, Dragon Saver, Droopy, Dr. Wave, Ethernaut, Frenic, FT, Adrenosilin, Genesis, Gluco, G-Man, Griffin, Guardian Super Chicken, Hacker, Hackop, Hybrid Theory, Jason, Kadath, Kaisi Sol, Kello, Kexler, Loyalizer, Manuel Kelly, Megalomaniac, McVenner, Namjurai, Nebula, Nimda, Node, Oog, Paladin, Oh my god, there's so many people here. Holy cow, there's like 101 people here. Prosium, Punkass, Quiff, Quiff again with an underscore, Root Word.
Work at work.
Probably at work.
Nice.
He's got a job? Motherfucker, you got a job? Ratsboot and Relics. Rich, good to see you. I know he'll be at the show on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Ricky Rocket, Shags, Shrimp Boat 411. Shrimp. Sideslide, SKTFM, FM23K, FM Stalker. Whatever. So fucking retarded. Southpaw Samurai, who is my main man, who is going to be getting me some bleachers.
Nice.
Spudley, nice. Squid 001, Tacky Turn, Tasha FK, The Bug Transistor, Turn Spike Tweaked, Urbanite, T-X, Vampire Drizzt, Wavemaster, Zia, Wi-Fi Girl, Wiggle Puppy,
Wiggle Puppy.
WS Ninja, X-Snark, haha, Read Me Twice, Zarathustra, Soul Trans, Teenage Species, Grim, Low, and Bilkford, which normally I wouldn't do that.
Yep.
But Sean is you fucking idiot goof. Oh god, I started reading the RC again.
Fool.
No. Fool. Don't even look at it. It's bad news. Written all over it.
Snodgrass is like, I'm going to kill you.
I hate you.
That's mental degradation. So Smokey does things that are all fucked up in the IRC sometimes, and he starts banning people. Bear with the guy, because his gray matter...
Just ride it out. Come
every
on,
time
guys.
He sneezes, there's little bits of his brain that come out of his nose, so you'll have
he
to go with
to
that.
He tries to put it back in. It's useless. It just doesn't work.
You know, so what I usually do is I advise he goes and buys cocaine. if you want to get into the IRC and also pass on your private messages to Smokehouse condoling him on his soon-to-be death, how do they do that, Sim?
Well, you can go to the Rant Radio page, click on Community, and click on Chat to be part of the community. Or you can go to the,
Community.
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 Or you can go to download a IRC client, like MIRC, MIRC.com, and go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel and talk with all these crazy lunatics who show up each week.
That's right. And soon they'll be able to show up in person. Or
yes.
Not. Maybe 10 people or so will be like, go, Sean. But I don't really care because we got the studio. Next week, this is the last show. Show 80 is going to be the first live simulcast. Frequently asked questions. Am I still going to be able to listen? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. We are doing an audio cast, yes, at the same time?
Maybe. We may not have enough bandwidth.
We would like to. We are going to see.
The only problem is the bandwidth. That's the only thing.
Really?
And whether the computer can handle it, too.
Oh,
it's,
right.
It's all about processor power. We don't even have a computer.
Right.
I have to, destroy mine.
Right.
And put a new video card in it and bring it down and then take it back home each Monday so far until we get one. Well, until I get enough money to buy another one.
I could probably give you, because I've got that other thing, you could put that board together and build another computer and just use yours. No? No good?
No, this must be at my house. I do video editing. It's a very powerful computer.
It's a powerful
It's not that
computer.
Powerful, but it's
everyone's
got,
like, what's the specs, motherfucker? You're going to call it powerful? Come on.
It's not that powerful, but it's got, a bunch of stuff in it that I need to do for video editing.
Which is another reason why Captain America still needs your help. Yes, it's true. We still need your cash, so...
We could put a call out for a motherboard and stuff.
Well, yeah. If you can't give us money, we need a powerful chip and a motherboard.
If you got a bunch of equipment laying around, yeah.
Or you can steal it from your work and punt it off to us. Yeah, we need some hardware.
1.5 megahertz and up.
Yeah.
Board and chip.
A 1.6? Woohoo!
1.6, 2.0, whatever, up.
As
far as you can go.
The stuff. So in case you're wondering that I'm going to spend it all on donuts, that's fine. Just make sure that you can send it up here. So
I've seen him do that.
Yes, that's true. I spent all your money on... Wow, somebody altered my I see that Sim said something here about some feedback. We've had some donations, though.
Yes.
We've had some donations.
Yes.
Simon at SimonZone donated a whopping $30, which
Thank
is
you,
awesome
that
for a single
good.
Donation.
That's huge. That's a big donation.
And Wiggle Puppy donated $25.
He did.
Tight.
Wiggle Puppy.
Wiggle Puppy. Wiggle Puppy's puppy. Awesome.
Yeah.
So I've got all of that. All the cash that's been donated stacking up in this one little bank account, which is totally isolated from all the other bank accounts.
Okay.
So it's like... And then...
grand totals.
Yeah, which is where I usually ties into my PayPal account. So it's like what I do if I'm going to buy something off of eBay, like when I was bidding on that stupid camera.
Yeah.
Which, of course, it was like, no. Oh, there's half an hour left. It went from $2 to $150,000 million.
Of course, all those people bidding at the last second just to piss off Sean.
Big homos.
You're not getting it. We saw your name in.
We saw your name, so screw you, hippie. We just do a search for Sean Kay, and then that's it.
We outbid you and won't never pay the person.
Uh-huh. Sucks to be you. And then everyone will prevent you from going and whatever. It's not even my problem. Anyway! So, if you want to help out and give us some parts, we need the parts, computer parts. We also need another video camera. We have one lonely, all-alone video camera right now.
Video camera with a video out that's working. It doesn't need to record.
Yeah, it doesn't need to record.
We
need a video camera with a video out that's working. I'm glad there's a lot of people out there right now, but we're getting down to the wire. 7 days, guys. We got the set pretty much built.
Yep.
We built the set this weekend. It's looking nice.
It is looking very nice.
It is looking really nice. I'm really pleased with how we managed to get that out. I went down to Value Village and
raped them for their sheets.
Raped some sheets. Oh, man, you wouldn't believe the crap I've been doing. I've just been like, whoa!
It's looking good.
Like, Sean, you know, considering so far all the cash that I put into it, because I haven't spent any of the donated cash yet, because I want to save that up to try to get some parts.
Or donuts.
Donuts are good.
Yep.
And at the end of the show tonight, I'm going to announce the guest for next week, which I'm so stoked.
Yeah,
and I got to give full props to Sim on this one, because Sim tracked him, hunted him, and killed this guest. Yes? Yes.
He's in a bag in the closet right now.
In the closet right fucking now. Shut up in there, you. But super cool guy. So we'll get him. We'll tell you about him later. Yes, that's what I meant
that's
to say.
The phrase.
So if you can't provide parts, which, hey, we do need parts, don't bother sending Sim stuff like, I have a Pentium 190, P190. Can you? No, guys, we need this.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what we need. If you can help us, great. If you can't, fuck off. Just, like, give us bandwidth, okay, or something.
Bandwidth.
Give us something. If you can't do anything,
yeah, and
sell
bandwidth.
That Pentium 90 and give us the money for it, you freak. No.
And we do need bandwidth for the TV station so people can watch it, because right now we just have the radio. We don't even have any bandwidth for the TV station. So if you have bandwidth, just like every other week, give us bandwidth if you work at an ISP. Or
if it is possible, too, there's also a chance that if, say, you could only do selective bandwidth, meaning that on Monday nights only, because it's not peak time, if you could provide bandwidth just for the show. Like
that's
between the hours of, like,
too.
Say, 6 o'clock and midnight, because
yeah.
I know someone who might be able to do that for
See,
us.
See, that might work, too.
So if you can't, I can't set up a permanent mirror. Great. Can you do it for 6 hours?
Yeah.
Can you set up a temporary mirror for 6 hours, and then that way all our mirrors go live at, like, 6 o'clock,
yeah.
And then people watch it at midnight.
Turn it off. Turn it on when you leave work, and then turn it off the next morning or whatever.
That's right, when you show up or whatever. So
your boss will never know.
Without a word of a lie, we do need it. I know we got, 101? How many people we got in the RC right now? We got 105.
That's
so that means,
damn good.
I mean, if 10% of you people actually care, other than the people who've already donated money, because that's awesome, but if 10% of the people out there really do care, please, we need some parts, we need some stuff, but fear not! Even if you don't give us this, we will be on the air. It's just
yep.
whether or not the quality is going to suck ass.
It just
so
gets better if you
We
help.
Will do what we can. So there we go.
Because it's all put together by you guys.
You betcha. You betcha. So super, super big thanks to Simon and Wiggle Puppy. So thank you ever, ever so much.
Mm-hmm.
From Atropos.
Atropos.
Atropos. I'm probably saying that wrong. Got some feedback here. Oh, wait. I didn't do the Photoshop.
Ooh. Oh, Shade's like,
I need the Photoshop.
And then all the Photoshops are up from all the previous weeks, if you want to go check those out.
Well, that's handy. At least we're going to have a clean start.
That's
this
handy.
Photoshop, in honor of the new show, is I wanted Photoshop a crowds. I want crowds of people waiting to get into the Sean Kennedy show. You can have
banging on doors.
You can have banging crowds. You can have riding crowds. You can have happy crowds. You can have angry crowds saying, ban the Sean Kennedy show.
Burning things. Oh,
you can have angry, tank-wearing crowds. You can have riot police attacking crowds. You can have Scientology's people protesting the show. I don't
exactly.
care. But we want crowd scenes of people for the Sean Kennedy first show. That's the whole deal there. Before we get into feedback from Atropos, my yes. life. I don't have anything written in my life, so I guess nothing. I guess nothing's happened.
Nothing happened. He slept.
Nothing happened. I've been sleeping
from
since last
now.
Monday.
No, we went and we set up the studio.
Yes.
And we can.
And that was very hot and heavy.
It was very hot.
And it was crappy because there's all this drywall that was lying around. We had to move sheets of drywall. That sucked.
My
hard
arms.
Ass.
We're very sore.
Well, yeah, because, like, you don't do anything.
That's right.
Really physical, so you're going to die.
Usually they're used to moving themselves.
And they're like, oh, yeah, well, I got to hit this key. Oh, too many H keys. I pulled a muscle. But, yeah, it's that was bad. And my desk is looking cool. My desk
yeah.
is looking, I pulled the desk out of the back of my van.
Yeah.
And that's going to be my interview desk. And
nice.
I got sandbags that are all going to be up around and in front of it there. So it's going to be like
yeah.
this full on. We're going for a pretty hardcore military motif right now because we haven't put it in the tech yet.
Yeah.
But Sims got a pretty cool station. It'll be cool.
I'm
it'll
hoping
cool.
to get some pictures up just before the show so people can like
kind of see,
check
what,
it out,
gonna,
see what it's like. And
yeah. Yeah. It's very, very nice.
It's nice looking. It's neat.
But definitely to say, boy, oh boy, it is going to the next level. And the funny thing is, it's always that way. Like I got that phone call on my cell phone from some guy today. Hey, I want to help you out. And, maybe we can take this to a bigger venue.
They always come out of the woodwork, don't they?
Yeah. Right when things are going good, boy, they're knocking on your door.
I've been with you the whole time, Sean, and I've been seeing what you're doing, and I think there's an opportunity to yeah. work with you.
Yeah.
And
I can make some money. So if you want to give me a hand, suck my ass. And the funny thing is I don't think I'm going to be all polite about it. I think I'm just going to tell people to suck my ass, but
mm-hmm.
that's just me. So it's probably a good idea if Sim talks to those people because I'll be like, fuck off. And he'll just be like, well, that's Sean. He's like,
He does that.
But that's he's a good person, though, really.
It's all facade. It's for the show. It's his
for the show. It's his character.
Character.
Yep. He's got to be in character.
Don't talk to him. Talk to me.
Fuck off. I'll stab you. So from Atropos, moving right along. From Atropos, we got some feedback here. Listen to your show from July 7th, and you mentioned that no one sends the prophet money. Well, Mormons pay 10% of their income to the prophet. Also, as a reading suggested, more interesting than actual useful knowledge, read No Man Knows My History by Fawn M. Brody. It's a biography of Joseph Smith and how he managed to dupe the beginning of the now 11 million member church of the Mormons.
Wow.
Interestingly enough, Mrs. Brody was the granddaughter of David McKay, one of the Mormon leaders, and initially began the book as a full believing Mormon, was given unprecedented access to LDS church records. She ended up being excommunicated from the church for her book. Anyway, you just need to follow Mr. Smith's lead, and the prophet will receive his due.
Mm.
Yeah, the minute I demand, 10% of everybody's profits, first they'll make fun of me, then they'll laugh, then they'll leave.
Exactly.
That's pretty much how that works.
That's the process.
And that's a pretty stupid thing to even suggest. Like, I wouldn't even do that. But good idea, though. You know, if I was a scum-sucking, pig, then, maybe I'd pull that off. But, I'm not, so it's not going to happen. But nice try, though. Nice try. On to the general news. This is some scary news we got for you this week, guys. Some very, very scary news. Eggs are good for you again. Wagga War sent it in. Yes, the government is loosening restrictions on how much scientific proof is required to advertise food's possible health benefits on its package.
Oh, yeah.
So they can say things are healthy, but they're really not because they've loosened the requirements. God knows they're pretty, tight as is. A move welcomed by food makers, but one, but one that the critics will fear will leave consumers prey to quackery in the grocery aisles. If you eat aspirin, you can fly. The Food and Drug Administration announced Thursday will accept applications to place, quote, qualified, unquote, health claims on food labels beginning September 1. Among the first to be considered that eating several servings a week of salmon and certain other fish rich in omega-3 fatty acids is thought to, but not proved to, reduce the risk of heart disease. So, if you eat a lot of fish, it's thought that it'll reduce heart disease.
It might.
It might.
But
actually, it's not proven.
It.
So, we don't know. So, in that case, hey, if you eat a lot of lollipops, it means it'll boost up your psychic awareness.
It will.
Yeah,
because
it's
the
thought
label.
To do that. Can't suck my ass. That's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. We want to help increase America's nutritional grade point average.
By lowering the standards.
Said FDA Commissioner Mark McKellen. We want to help increase America's nutritional grade point average. Wow. Americans shouldn't need a science degree to figure out how foods can fit into a healthy diet.
Day is good. Eat.
Yeah.
Eat damn.
Vitamin, good. Dairy, eat it. Information should be accurate, honest, and easy to understand.
Most importantly, easy to understand, right?
Accurate and honest, says Mark McKellen. Okay, Mark, I got news for you, big guy. You're way, way, way out of line. Nothing there you're talking about is easy to understand or honest, so just fuck off. The thing that's easy to understand is how you're in this just to make money, and that's all you're really about, but that's okay. And moving right along with that whole honesty thing, what you don't know will kill you. This is a scary, scary, scary link. Got sent to me again by Wagga War. Nearly one in three doctors reports withholding information from patients about useful medical services that aren't covered by their health insurance. And numbers may be on the rise, the study reports. Study authors say their work offers the first empirical evidence for what many have long suspected, that coverage limitations imposed by managed care are infiltrating doctor-patient communications. Meaning that unless your insurance covers it, the doctor won't suggest it because that means you don't get fucking paid.
You're too poor to know about that.
Patients aren't getting the whole story, said Matthew K. Wynia, director of the Institute for Ethics at the American Medical Association, lead author of the article being published by the Journal of Health Affairs. Wynia and his colleagues surveyed 700 physicians and asked them how often they decided not to offer a useful service to a patient because of the health plan rules. 700 physicians. Out of those 700, 42% said they never do. They always suggest it. 27% said rarely. But once in a while, once in a while they do that. 23% said sometimes, yeah.
Might.
And 8% said often or very often. So that's 56 people out of 700. So that's 8 doctors out of 100 are you're not covered, so I'm not suggesting it, so why bother?
And they don't even do it all the time, just often.
Just often, often. Well, holy crap, dude. That's, frightening. That's, some scary stuff. So,
what are my options, doctor?
So, why don't you get on a first-name basis with your doctor and find a doctor you trust?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's just... Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah. That's all part of the sickness.
And
that is.
They call themselves a first-world country, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
All of us.
The latest healthcare.
You betcha. And speaking of, following trends, now, the problem here is with a lot of these concepts of first-world countries... See, a lot of third world countries, they've got a lot of balance in body and spirit, but they don't have a lot of balance in, or pardon me, they have a lot of balance in mind and spirit, but they don't have a lot of balance in body.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everybody's made of mind, body, and spirit, right? That's
yep.
pretty much how it works. Whether or not you believe in spiritual shit or whatever, but I mean, music is a spiritual thing. Because if music isn't spiritual, what is it? You know what I mean? It's kind of the way
well,
I
like the arrangements of the notes, Sean.
That's excellent. Well, thank you very the fuck much, Data, okay? But the reality is that music is spiritual. It's the, you know, kind of the connection between the divine and the sublime, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's always, it's important to have balance. But in our culture in North America, it is become so that the body is so heavily, and there's nothing, you know, all amped out, and there's nothing for the mind or the spirit. So that's why people are turning more and more to, like, things like Scientology and weird cults and a lot of music and stuff like that to try to fill the spiritual void in their lives. Because, you know, the whole church thing just isn't a washing anymore. And, of course, mental applications, you got people who are, the internet is trying to fill that. That's where server comes in, and, you know, he tries to fill that void in.
Yep.
But if you want to see what happens when you don't look after that sort of thing, if you just don't cater to your spiritual side of things and you don't look after yourself, get maintain balance, you run into the problems that they're running into Japan.
Mm.
Because Japan is a fast forward of what North America kind of wants to be.
Yep.
Okay. Now, check this out. Don't kill yourself. Yes. Just as others may use the web to plan vacations or perhaps find a date, some people are turning to form death pacts. They trade tips on which rooftops are best to jump from and which over-the-counter drugs are most lethal.
Mm-hmm.
Officials say suicide pacts have been made over the internet since the late 90s and are reported everywhere from Guam to the Netherlands. But in Japan, where the suicide rate is amongst the industrialized world's highest, officials are worried about a spat of such spate of such deaths. Okay, whatever that means.
Spate.
Since February, at least 20 Japanese, most of them young, have killed themselves in groups. Most recently, a pair who suffocated themselves in mid-June by inhaling fumes from a charcoal stove. Alarmed, some politicians are suggesting suicide sites on the web be regulated or taken down.
Yeah, that'll stop it.
Yeah, you know, take it off the web. You know,
the web is evil.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yep.
Yeah, hide it, you know. Now, the problem here is not the internet. The problem here is that you have to maintain balance between your mind, body, and spirit and kind of try to find some sort of fulfillment rather than, you know, making money and buying your coffee.
There is more to life.
There is more to life. Hence, Rant Radio, Rant Media, why do we do what we do?
You're
not making any money.
Are you making any money
Anybody
yet?
Are you making money? No. It's costing us yet more money.
We're diving deeper.
We're diving deeper, screaming into microphones. You know? yeah. But yeah. The reason why we do it is because we want to prevent stories like this one here. Now, this is a big one. I'm sure you guys have heard about this in the United States. This was sent to me originally from Transix, and Wagga War sent it to me as well, so did Alien Binary. And this is, of course, the video game shooting spree. Yes. Now, this is just fantastic. Bottom line, they caught three kids who were going to go out and do the bowling for Columbine thing. Okay, and we're going to... Now, it's understandable when people actually pick up weapons, go out of the street to, you know, shoot people and stuff. That's a bad thing. I don't advise that. Okay, that's not something I go, yeah, that's a really good thing. No,
yeah.
that's not the case. This is in fact a bad thing. So that's fine and all. That you want to catch these kids, you want to make sure they get help because they're doing it for a reason.
Yeah.
Okay, they become disconnected from reality, but you don't want to hype this up or say things that are wrong about this, because they don't know. What you got is you got a bunch of kids with guns who are going to go kill some bullies at their school. Okay, that's what they were going to do. But I got two different articles here. Now, check out how they phrased this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now here's the first one here from Mercury News. Now, this one is not, this is BayArea.com, okay? And then the other one's from CNN. But I'm going to go over this one first, and we'll check out how the differences between these two articles, both about the same thing. Investigators suspect the three teens arrested in Oakland, New Jersey, just as they allegedly were about to launch a killing rampage in their small town. There's a lot of allegedlies, about to, and maybes. And found inspiration in violent computer games. Now, how the fuck do they know that? How do they know that it wasn't role-playing games?
Yeah.
How do they know it wasn't Ozzy Osbourne? No, it was violent computer games. On Monday, police said they seized three computer hard drives from the homes of Matthew Lovett, 18, and his two juvenile accomplices, and learned the name the trio had reportedly had dubbed themselves.
Reported.
There's no facts here. This guy's just fully fishing here. Warriors of Freedom, also the name of an internet-based combat game. Okay, does anyone out there even know who the fuck Warriors of Freedom is? Because no. I'm pretty hooked in on this shit. I know, granted, I don't get time to play a lot of games, but I've never heard of Warriors of Freedom. And that's about the gayest name I've ever heard.
That's
for,
pretty bad name.
That's a bad name. Like,
I play Warriors of Freedom.
I play Warriors of Freedom! I cast Magic Missile at the darkness. Like, shut up, fool. But anyway, you know, oh yeah, it's the internet-based combat game, so that's obviously responsible. Lovett's uncle, Thomas Crimes, said that the June graduate of Collingwood's high school, whose mother died 9 years ago, was on his computer constantly.
Oh my God, that's the first warning sign.
He was on his computer constantly. Are your kids on the computer constantly? What are they really saying here? He was on his computer constantly. He never went anywhere with anyone, Crimes said. Why didn't he go anywhere with you, you fucking uncle? Why don't you take him somewhere? Why don't you do something with the kid? No, he was on his computer constantly. If your kid's on the computer constantly, that's a danger sign. Among the names Lovett used in a letter left for his family was The Neo. Now, I would suggest that if you're going to be a reporter, you actually watch the fucking Matrix.
It is The Neo.
It is The Neo. No, wait, I don't have to talk to you. An apparent reference to the main character of The Matrix. An apparent reference, you think so?
It could be.
And that's both a movie and a computer game, so that's really evil.
Oh my God, a computer game too.
Like, this sounds really, really funny, but when you look at it, this should be a report. This guy's way off in the realms of speculation here. It's huge. The guy hasn't fucking... He's got, like, three facts here. They arrested some people, and now he's talking about video games. A law enforcement official said police want to see what kind of games the suspects were playing and if they were in contact with others who might have similar plans.
Fud, fud, fud.
Police want to see what kind of games they were playing, and then they'll go check at the local store, see who else bought Soldier of Fortune, and make sure that they're not planning to go crazy in their neighborhood and kill everyone.
What kind of music were they listening
what
to?
What were they listening to? How were they dressed? Oh, wait for it. Wait for it.
Really?
In a statement read by Crimes, Lovett's father, Ronald Lovett apologized to the people of Oakland for what my son Matthew has done. Mm-hmm. Technically, your son Matthew hadn't done shit, Jack. He was going to go do some stuff. But he hasn't actually done anything. He tried to carjack somebody. Didn't work, though.
Thought crime.
So, no. He was walking around.
He did do something?
Oh, he's walking around with guns, and he was going to do something. Like, you don't go for a walk with guns and try to carjack someone. I mean,
that's not so good.
But, like, if you apologize to the people of Oakland. Well, he didn't fuck with the people of Oakland. He fucked with one guy.
People of Oakland.
You know, Jesus. You know, whatever. And thank the police officer who arrested the three and thwarted their alleged plot. Because they're fucking super terrorists, don't you know?
Oh, yeah. I was scared up here.
Police officer Charles Antrilli chased down the trio at about 3:45 a.m. Sunday after a motorist reported three youths tried to carjack him in front of the old Oakland Public School. The motorist, Matthew Rich, 33, said he's on his way to work at Philadelphia International Airport when a youth in a long black coat stepped out in front of him and motioned to another youth in a black T-shirt who was on the school along. Jesus Christ, they're wearing black clothing.
Oh, my God.
He's in a black T-shirt.
They must be ninjas.
They're wearing black.
They're wearing black clothing.
Yeah.
Okay, that does not need to be in this fucking report. Listen, what color was his shoes? You know? Fuck. So what? The guys are sneaking around at night with guns and stuff. What do they want to wear Hunter Orange or what? The youth lifted his shirt, revealing a revolver that he pulled out and pointed at Rich. He said he then noticed the youth in a long coat with a pistol in his hand. The third suspect hung back, he said. The only thing I would think that these kids were going to kill me. No shit, clown, because if they're going to kill you, they would have just shot you.
Yeah.
Rich said he swerved around them, sped off, making his way to the Oakland police station. Police said they have recovered two 30-30 rifles, a shotgun, two handguns, two swords, knives, and 2,000 rounds of ammunition.
2,000 rounds of ammunition. Is that a lot of ammunition?
Not really, no. Not for a gunfight.
To carry?
It's a lot. Well, unless they got them all magged up, yeah, but 2,000 rounds isn't a shitload of ammo.
Okay.
Like, you'll go through that. Three guys will go through 2,000 rounds and fuck all. It's not going to be much of a killing spree.
Okay.
It's not at 3:15 a.m. in the morning. The firearms legally belong to Ronald Lovett, who's Buddy's father, who, of course, isn't charged, and he's not being blamed for any of this for keeping unsecure weapons and shit.
It's the black T-shirts.
It's the black T-shirts. Who was not at home when the trio launched their plot at 3:15 in the morning. Well, where the fuck were you? You know, they're your kids, which official said has been planned since January.
Ooh,
how do they know that? How the fuck do they know that? Police said the group planned to kill. The group planned to kill three middle school students. Okay, now that's given. They could be like, okay, Ned, Murray, and Jake are all fuckwads, and we're going to blow them away.
Yeah.
So that's fine. And anyone else who got in their way.
They know that.
Now, check this out. I draw attention to this one. The police said the group planned to kill three middle school and anyone else who got in their way. That's a hell of a statement, okay? Authorities said the youth had a hit list that had been notified that they'd been... authorities said the youths on the hit list had been notified that they'd been targets, but would not identify them. So the kids they were going to kill were told, hey, we're going to come to your house and kill you. In a rambling letter left to his family, you know, God forbid we actually talk about this letter because it might actually make a point. I'm really surprised they actually quoted this. In a rambling letter left to his family's apartment over a block of stores in Oakland's main streets, the kid lives above a bunch of stores in an apartment. Lovin indicated he planned to kill his family but decided it would be too messy.
Too messy.
Well, it is pretty messy trying to kill your family and all.
Yeah.
According to law enforcement officials, this is what he quoted. I thought you'd like to know I am a warrior. I am fighting for mankind's freedom. Freedom from this society. And the letter, which he signed, sincerely, me, Matthew, the one, the Neo, the Antichrist, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
That was actually in it.
Yeah, now,
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
That's interesting that he would say that because, you know, I am a cell of Rant Radio.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like you to know that I'm a warrior. I am fighting for mankind's freedom, freedom from the society. This is the kind of shit that you want to be really, really aware of, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really aware of. Now, let's continue on down our path of reporting on this. More on the video games. Alien Binary sent me this, and this one's from CNN. Okay. Now, notice the difference in these two reports. This is the first one here, which was fucking wild speculation at best. But what happened is CNN read that wild speculation and then built on it. This is what happens when you have a rumor mill built by the fucking media. This is complete horseshit. Check this out. Three teenagers are busted with a full arsenal of weapons.
Full arsenal.
A couple of shitty old hunting rifles. A couple of handguns, which they don't even say what the fuck they are.
Yeah.
They could have been fucking 22s for all we know.
Well, they're all registered handguns.
They're all registered, and it's a full arsenal.
Full arsenal. Is that what you'd take?
Oh, shit, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a full arsenal right there. Including over 2,000 rounds of ammo. Well, that's good, because you can't shoot without ammo, you know.
That's right.
So they had bullets. So three teenagers were arrested with guns and bullets. The kids allegedly intended to... The kids allegedly attempted to execute a list of their enemies. Now, up here it said there were three people, but up down here it's a list of their enemies.
Three is a list,
but they don't say that. You could think, oh, shit, they wanted to kill 20 people. When I say a list of people, you don't think three.
No, I think
that is
many,
blatantly
many, many.
Misleading right there.
Yeah.
And then proceed to go on a killing spree for the remainder of the day.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is that? No. They wanted to go in there and kill three people. They weren't just going to randomly go around. If they're warriors and they got a point they're trying to make, they're going to wander around the streets blowing people away. And where the fuck did they get going on a killing spree for the remainder of the day? Like, the other report was hugely erroneous, but where the fuck's the killing spree for the remainder of the day? Whatever. Ferrari, whoever the fuck he is, said the teens had strapped rifles and shotguns to their backs. Okay, well, why didn't the guy who was busted there say he saw kids with shotguns?
Yeah.
Because he got arrested. Ferrari said the teens had strapped rifles and shotguns to their backs and tucked handguns in their waistbands. And they were carrying 3-foot swords, knives, and satchels of ammunition. Now, what kind of swords were these swords? That's two reports that they're swords. Now,
3 feet long.
They're 3-foot long swords. Now, are these ninja swords? Or are they machetes? But it sounds scarier if they had swords.
Swords?
You know, if they got, like, samurai swords.
Yeah.
You know, because generally it's pretty hard to get a decent sword when you're an 18-year-old kid living in the middle of the United States somewhere.
It is. It is very hard.
And so they got swords.
And they're expensive.
Big fucking... Yeah, they are really expensive.
For good ones.
Go on eBay. Go on eBay. Paul Chen swords. Fuck, they're probably, you know, Practical Katana will rank it for $300. You know. Anyway, police believe the trio planned to target three other youths. Oh, what happened to the list?
Where'd the list go?
And then randomly kill as many people as they could come in contact with the community.
They terrorized the community.
And then they were going to fucking go for ice cream. Jesus Christ, Barry, you don't know any of that shit. You're wildly speculating here for the news. Now, Alien Binary, check this out. This came to his attention at one of his jobs, namely when I was doing the CNN news feed at the radio station, because he works at the radio station. Right. At that time of the morning, it was actually an NBC stream, and there is a large difference. The difference is something anyone has read about, and why you started Cult, why Rant Radio is taking over, why we band together, protect our own, and we'll understand. The first part of the soundbite was a news anchor detailed by the swift arrest and prevention of a bloodbath. Cut to a very well-stated, concise briefing by police chief, props for not saying anything damaging. Okay, other than I don't know what the fuck, I'd like to see his actual report.
Yep.
Now cut back to the anchor, this waif added at the very last minute, and they were dressed in full goth attire.
God.
Because goths...
they're violent.
They're violent.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you know, between...
go to those goth clubs, they're just a pit of violence in the middle.
Fucking you know, it's like Slayer at the goth concert. Goths are the most non-violent group of... well, Marilyn Manson is not a goth.
No.
Marilyn Manson is not goth. Now, they call guys like me Jurassic goths. So when I'm talking about goths, I'm talking about the poetic Lord Byron types.
Who sit in the corner and contemplate
and, you know, drink some absinthe and get high. That's pretty much it.
There are no moths.
But they dress like vampires, they're scary.
Yeah.
Now, Alien Miner almost ran his fist through a $10,000 console that was in front of me. As a professional writer, DJ, I can tell you it was not only unnecessary for her to add that, but it was unprofessional to the point of dismissal. Well, no shit. But no one's going to stand up for goths.
No.
Because they're freaks. And the only people who's going to stand up for that is people like us. Now, I put a lot of shit out on this show. I talk a lot of stuff and, you know the jokes about wall-to-wall blowjobs and all the rest of it. But guys, this is the reason why we do what we do. This is it right here. In a nutshell. That is the reason why I started Cult. That is the reason why we do Rant Radio. That is the reason why it is important that we get this television show going, so that there is at least some sort of a voice of reason.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could point to me somebody else who's doing a similar thing, that's fine. But you know what? There's damn few of us left, because there's no profit in it. There's no money to be made doing this.
It doesn't sell.
Who else
is big money?
Who else is doing this, guys? Who else is doing it? 2,600? Yeah, they got a few things going.
Yeah.
But even they're hurt. They're getting sued six ways from Sunday. This is like we're getting really close to the 11th hour. That Jell-O Biafra thing I ran in the beginning there, special props out to Wog War. He wanted to hear some Jell-O.
Yep.
And Wog, if you want to get any of that, that's all on Alternative Tentacles stuff. Anyone out there right now, if I highly recommend you can acquire Jell-O stuff, but do buy the CDs. Okay, go buy them, because that's he's his own label.
And they're actually reasonably priced.
Yeah, they're not fucking retarded. Go to Alternative Tentacles and check it out, okay? But I'm going to tell you something here, guys. When he recorded that shit back in the late 80s, early 90s, it was prevalent back then. In the halftime music, we got Freedom of Speech by Ice-T from his Iceberg album, which came out when fucking...
I actually couldn't find that one, but it's a new mix by Body Count.
Oh, that's not a really good one at all.
It's not as good?
No. Can you try to get the other one?
Yeah, I've been downloading a couple more. Can't guarantee it, but I will try and get it. It's not as good.
Because the Body Count one is not that shit on. That's what he replaced Cop Killer with on his album.
Yeah.
I have both albums. I have the Cop Killer album, and I have the new album that he put out.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you see him on eBay from time to time, but that's... But Freedom of Speech by Ice-T back in the day there, that was, you know, it was relevant back then. People were calling him alarmist. No, it's not alarmist. We've been screaming this shit for years, and now it's coming to pass. You know, and you see it. You see the path which everything is going, and it's more relevant now than it was back then. And now there's not so many people saying it's crazy. It's not so crazy.
You
but luckily,
see your freedoms disappearing now.
Yes, you can watch them run right down the shitter. Now, luckily, Smokehouse sent me this, where the law is still helping us to a certain degree. Okay, a federal judge on Thursday issued an order postponing enforcement of a Washington state law designed to restrict the sale of violent video games to minors. This surprised me. U.S. District Judge Robert Lanzik issued an injunction blocking the enforcement of a law set to take effect July 27th that would have imposed a $500 fine on anyone sold a video game depicted violence against law enforcement officers to minors under the age of 17. Plaintiffs have raised serious questions regarding the constitutionality of House Bill 1009 and the balance of hardship tips in their favor, Lanzik wrote in his order to court in Seattle. In a statement, Doug Lowenstein, president of Plaintiffs and Interactive Digital Software Association, praises the judge findings that the games are a form of protected speech like music and movies. Mm-hmm. In doing so, the court made clear a very high burden that government faces when they try to regulate such protected speech, Lowenstein said. Lowenstein. So that's cool. That, you know, but it's very, very rare that that kind of stuff happens.
It is very rare. That usually just passes right through and nobody bats an eye.
You know, so...
Oh, yeah, violence. That's bad, right?
Okay.
You know, so
stamp.
There is a war out there. It is happening. And other than us as a champion, I'm hoping that we may have a new champion as well. One that has just recently escaped. Yes? A giant robot has escaped.
Oh, God.
No shit. Two airports have been alerted after a giant robotic balloon escaped from Science Center in South Yorkshire. Staff at Magna Center Adventure Center in Rotterdam were forced to inform aviation authorities that the flyborg floated off the sky as it was being moved. The 13-foot-long airship can expand four times its size as it flies. It could fly for a week before it deflates.
And it's slowly
both
getting
Manchester
away.
Both Manchester and Sheffield airports were informed of its escape. Now, check this out. The flyborg has a computerized brain, which allows it... what's better than having, like, a mechanical brain?
Oh, yeah.
Which allows it to avoid obstacles. A spokesman for Magna said two technical staff were moving a flyborg, an artificially intelligent flying robot airship filled with conventional party balloon gas, in the Main Street Magna building. Oh, the airships, constructed with lightweight polymer film, were tethered at the time, but people moving them had to be untethered to take the flyborg through the visitor's attraction entrance doors. The two technicians held onto the airship's gondola, but were surprised by a very strong freak gust of wind, bullshit, server baby, which ripped the airships out of their hands and sucked it into the air, leaving them holding the gondola. Oh, goddamn. The airship's worth a value of 15,000 pounds.
Wow.
That's like 30,000 Canadian.
Hmm.
Was designed by Professor Noel Sharkey, a BBC Robot Wars judge, who I'm sure would just be jerking off over this.
He's like, yes, it's escaped.
My robot's escaped. And his team of creative robots unit at Magna for indoor flying robot expeditions. Staff have offered a reward for its recovery. So not only do they have an escape robot, there's a bounty on its head.
And it will try to evade you.
And it's got, you know, the Skynet, baby. That's fucking sex.
So funny.
That's awesome. That's very cool.
It is.
I love stories about robots escaping.
Yeah, we had one a while back, too. It was so funny.
There's nothing better.
It made its way through the gate. And
oh, that's right. It was halfway down the lawn. And this guy, this big nerd scientist with bad hair. Right? Oh, Jesus. Security's like, what the fuck's that? It's the robot.
Okay. It's escaped.
Could you imagine? I'd be some donut-eating security guy, like myself, for example. Sitting in the gate, you're like, oh, man, I'm going to have to read through X-Men again. And what the hell? Moving at a rocketing four feet per second. What the fuck is that? Stop the robot! This guy comes out, tackles it. It's trying to escape. We mustn't let it leave the lab. Okay, I'm going to need a pay raise.
It's done
here.
This before.
I'm going to need a pay raise here. If I'm stopping mad robots from escaping the compound, I'm going to need some more money. I'm sorry. That's just how that works. Samarian, what do you have to add to our wonderful, wonderful selection before we go to the halftime music?
Well, I've got a message from Smokehouse.
What's this message?
If you would like to sign up for a show... It's very, very important to read the FAQ on the Rant Radio page before signing up. Also, please make sure you have a brain in your head. When you're sending an email to Smokey, he gets a lot of dumb emails, and he doesn't want them anymore. So please, please think about what you're sending before you send it and proofread it, because it's not making much sense. Smokey is also going to Burning Man. We're dragging his ass down there. We've got him a ticket. He's actually going to make it. It was iffy for a while there.
Oh, nice.
So,
because this might be his last chance to go.
Yeah.
So it's really good.
He may be on the respirator while he's down there.
Yeah. So.
But he's coming down there. He may die there. I don't know.
We don't know.
It would be a last good farewell, goodbye. I'll have my video camera.
That's
so
right.
We can put a little slow motion documentary together afterwards.
Cool.
But he needs some stickers for his wheelchair, like Make Way for the Cripple or Please Feed Me, I'm Lost, or something like that. So if you have some sticker paper, just print something up, witty, funny, and send it to Smokehouse.
And there we go.
And he'll slap it on his wheelchair while he's tooling around.
That's right.
That's
we'll tie
Burning
him up in stickers and leave him out in the desert. What else you got?
One for his mouth. Well, I've got another halftime music.
What's that?
It is by a band Corvus Corax featuring
Tans. Is that like Ranger Corvus?
Tans with none. Ranger Corvus.
Ranger Corvus Corax.
Featuring Tanswood, and it's called Tanswood. It is industrial plus bagpipes. Like,
tight.
There's industrial in and there's bagpipes.
Can't, like get, that.
Can't get better than that.
Can't go wrong with nine
it's
notes, baby.
Hardcore bagpipes.
You betcha. I want to hear that.
And we've got some, got those promos that you found.
Nice.
Wanted. I found them.
And did you get a decent Icy Iceberg?
Let's see what I got here. Let's see. Da, da, da. Oh, somebody spelled T with a T-E-A. Let me just preview it just a second. That's not a good one.
How do you know that wasn't a good one?
That's not a good one because I know how the bad one starts. No, that's not a good one either. I've got one left. Otherwise, we're going to hear the body count one. No, nobody seems to have the...
Don't you have it?
Did
you?
No, that's an album I do not have on CD. I had it on tape.
Okay.
And I have not got on CD yet. I'm still waiting to
get it. Okay, I guess we'll listen to the...
It's not as good...
As the original. If you get it, find the original.
Yeah,
find the original. Maybe we'll play it.
This one's pretty weak in comparison. He's not as strong in his words. He doesn't, like... It's like a rehash.
He sounds a little more angry in this one, though. So
yeah.
That's pretty good. But anyway, so it's listen for lyrical content. It's not as good as the other one because Jello was mixed in with the other one, which is true.
There's some Jello still in this one.
Is
a little
there?
Bit. Yeah.
Is there?
It's
okay.
Like remix and stuff.
All right. All
it's
right.
Still not as good. But
so
you know,
stick around.
It's still.
I got huge news coming up, and we will.
That was weak. <James. laughs> I was like, that's not it, is it,
was
Sean?
That was
we
was
got news and stuff.
We got news and shit, and you'll be able to see this live on video. It's going to be really, really cool when we get the studio up and running, but I don't know what we're going to do for halftime music and stuff. Of course, we'll have live bands.
It's the band.
We'll have the live
bands.
That's
the halftime music.
So you actually have live performance. This is going to be fucking huge.
It's going to be fun.
This is going to be so tight. So everybody who comes down, it's $10 at the door.
Yeah, definitely come down.
When you come down, it's $10 at the door. You get like a two-hour show. And
we give you some stuff.
You get, yeah, well, we're going to try to get
we're going
to
try.
I want to at least give you a sticker.
You get a sticker, okay?
At least a sticker. But
we're going to try and get some stuff.
Yeah, we're going to get some
make it fun.
On. We got some good prizes for the first show.
And you get to meet Sean.
And you get to meet
how
me.
How much better
I'm trying
it
to
be?
Arrange. I'm trying to arrange to officially, like, the unofficial after show party is a place called Ethical Addictions. It's a coffee shop that's not Starbucks that adheres to fair trade for coffee. And that's down in Langley. And I wanted to do that rather than the bar because it's all ages there.
And we're definitely going to do
and
that
there's
the
a
first
lot,
show.
Yeah, and for the first show. But what I want to do is I want to talk to the managers there and talk about them getting a Wi-Fi network in there so there could be a Wi-Fi network for an after-hours party
that's
at that location.
Yeah.
And see if they'll do it. Because, hey, I tell you what. You
they're
put
crazy
in,
not to.
Put in a Wi-Fi router and a digital connection. I will pack your fucking shop every Monday night. How's
they'll
that
go,
for a deal?
Oh, okay.
They'll go, all right. Will they drink coffee? These are computer nerds. We have t-shirts with a caffeine molecule on it.
They love it. They
yes,
eat it up.
You eat that shit up.
They'll eat the beans.
They will eat the beans. Eat the fucking beans. So stick around. We got lots more coming up right this.
Oops.
What?
Oops.
Sorry. Jesus Christ, we're going to have a TV show soon. You can't be fucking this up.
Say right after this.
Just,
so I did it too quick.
My nose is bleeding. And we'll be back right after this.
Interdeum est Diabolum semper musicae. Franz,
that you've started listening to Rant Radio, what have you learned?
I've learned to tell my preacher no when he asks me to do things that I think are wrong.
I learned to say bitch repeatedly in reference to men.
I learned how to get out those pesky bloodstains.
I've learned how to teach my dog to say, I love you.
I've learned Jack and shit, and Jack left town.
I've learned the more beer I drink, the worse my show gets.
I've learned that the more beer I drink, the better my show gets.
I've learned that the more beer he drinks, the better my show gets.
Okay, do that again because we may have laughed too soon.
It's true.
I've learned how to reboot my computer 5 times in a row. I've learned to type with one hand very efficiently.
I've learned how to type with one hand while my dog says I love you.
Way to go, James.
The laughs will be awesome.
I've learned that it's a great idea to keep a towel near the computer at all times.
I know why that roll of tissue paper behind my monitor keeps getting smaller while everything stays dusty.
That was the masturbation focus.
I've learned surprisingly little.
Hey, yo, Ice Man, I'm working on this term paper for college. What's the First Amendment?
Freedom of speech! That's the motherfucking cool shit. You say the wrong thing, they'll like your ass up quick. The FCC says profanity, no airplay. They can suck my dick while I take his shit all day. You think I give a fuck about the silly bitch and boy, your PMRC. Here we go. War! Yo, Tiff, what's the matter? You ain't getting no dick, you're bitching about rock and roll. That's a little dumb bitch. The Constitution said we all got a right to speak. Say what we want, Tiff. Your argument is weak. Send the record, TV, school books, too. And who decides what's right to hear you? Hey, PMRC. The sticker on the record. What's making so go? Can't you see? You alcoholic idiot. The more you try to suppress us, the larger we get.
Parental advisory.
What I'm talking about? Freedom of speech, yeah, boy. But just watch what you say. Freedom of speech, yeah. Just watch what you say. Freedom of speech, yeah, boy. Just watch what you say.
You have the right to remain silent.
That's right. I want the right to talk. I want the right to speak. I want the right to walk where I wanna. Yell and I'm gonna tell and rebel every time I'm on a microphone on the stage. Coherent. The knowledge I drop will be heard by millions. We ain't the problem. We ain't the villain. The stuff is depriving the truth from our children. You can't hide the fact that there's violence in the streets every day. Any fool can recognize that. But you try to lie and lie and say America's some motherfucking apple pie. Yo, you gotta be high to believe that you're gonna change the world by a sticker on the record sleeve. Cause once you take away my right to speak, everybody in the world got Dick Creek.
Dick Creek.
Dick Creek. Know what I'm talking about? Freedom of speech, yeah. Just watch what you say. Freedom of speech, yeah, boy. Just watch what you say. Freedom of speech, yeah. Just watch what you say.
Explicit lyrics, lyrics, lyrics.
Let me tell you about down south, where a motherfucker might as well not even have a mouth. Columbus, Georgia said they locked me up if I got on the stage and my show and said fuck, fuck. So I fought for a minute and said no, I wasn't even gonna do a damn show. Tough for me to change my words to my rhymes is never gonna happen because there's no sellouts of mine. But I'm about to get those motherfuckers one day. They even arrested Bobby Brown and Kool Jay. Yo, they got this coming because I'm mad and I'm gunning home boys and there's no running. I wanna tell you how I feel about you. No fool, no lies, no slack. You just straight back. Columbus, Georgia, you can suck my dick. You ain't nothing but a piece of fucking shit on the damn map. Map, map. Freedom of speech, yeah, boy, just watch what you say. Freedom of speech, just watch what you say. Freedom of speech, yeah, boy, just watch what you say.
Parental advisory.
Freedom of speech, let them take it from me, next to take it from you, then what you gonna do? Let them censor books, let them censor art. CMRC, this is where the wisdom starts. The sense of what we see, we read, we hear, we learn. Your books will burn.
Burn,
you better
burn.
Take it out, we should be able to say anything. Our lungs were meant to shout. Say what we feel, yell out what's real. Even though it may not bring mass appeal. Your opinion is yours, my opinion is mine. If you don't like what I'm saying, fine. But don't close it, always keep an open mind. A man who fails to listen is blind. We
only album right left in the world today. Let me have it, I'll throw the Constitution away. Away, away. I'm talking about freedom of speech, yeah, boy, just watch and see things. Freedom of speech, yeah, just watch and see things. Freedom of speech, yeah, boy, just watch and see things.
Explicit lyrics, lyrics, lyrics.
So what they're trying to do with radio, with this McCarran-Walter Act and a lot of other ways, is start by saying that they're protecting the public from wicked rock bands or girly magazines or whatever. But if you follow the chain of dominoes that falls down, what they're really trying to do is shut off our access to information itself. And if they can't do it by law, they know there's other ways to do it.
Every night, every day, it's Rant Radio. They're unstoppable. They're out of control. They're smashing babies on the doorstep. They're the worst kind of degradation known to man. For every occasion, at bar mitzvahs, bring the children, bring the old folks, bring people you don't know, bring dead relatives, monster trucks, mecha, giant squid, things that go bump in the night, large smarties that fall from space. It's all in one place for one time only.
Everything must die.
No one leaves the stadium alive. Mass grave burial afterwards.
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 Okay.
Oh, we're back.
We're still having problems, unfortunately.
Are we all fucked?
Yeah, we're disconnected again, and I'm suspecting it's that computer you're sitting on.
Oh, so we're not...
So I'm going to reboot that computer.
Oh.
So you can just continue talking to the archive people.
Yeah, but if you're rebooting the computer I'm talking on, how the hell is it going to hear me?
No. Totally independent.
Oh.
It's all cool now.
Oh, okay.
It's not going to cut
Doesn't
anything
out. Doesn't the magic cord go into that computer? I'm all fucked up over here. Okay, well, so, and this is kind of stands to reason that, you know, now that we're talking to the archives, the people who download the show, it's almost kind of better to download the show than to listen to it live sometimes, because people who listen live, they don't get this. You know, mind you, not gaming much, because I'm not going to go on about news stories and stuff, because, you know, well, I have the news stories for everyone, not just for you, special, are we listening to Rolling Stones in the background? You'll never take me alive, yeah, fuck, I hate that shit, of course, you know, whoa, Jesus, this is a great big fucking cat, that's quite the screensaver, dude, holy crap. Like, Snoopy. That's actually a pretty good screen. Where'd you get that? And you're like, whoa.
I'm going to go in the IRC and tell them distressing news.
Of what, the reboot?
Yeah, well, beware, like 5 minutes.
Beware of the reboot. Beware of the reboot. We have no rebootage. You know what it is the internet's mad that we didn't find the original Ice-T Iceberg song that we wanted to find.
That does suck. I don't know why nobody's sharing that one.
I wonder what. It's ancient, dude.
It is ancient.
Like, that thing is fucking
before
archaic.
CDs.
What? No Spike Lee? What the hell? You know, like yeah. That's an old album, man. I think I still have the original.
Oh, yeah. On CD or tape or
maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I sold all my rap tapes at a Porn on Beta
auction.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, technically, like, I sold all the rap tapes.
Yes. 300 of them in a box for $13.
Which is pretty nice. Oh, God, that's just
No, it was when you weren't there. It was the second one. So if you were there, they would have collected a lot more, but
fuck,
you weren't
bought them.
Yeah.
Do you suppose for the show I should use this microphone, or should I go with the wireless ones? Probably the wireless ones.
We're going to try the wireless ones.
See what it does?
See what they do. If not, we'll do that one. A cord. It's like the old-style TV shows or something,
you
dragging
know
a cord behind
you. Know what?
You.
There's this guy.
Welcome
I was
to
down
the shoe.
When I was down getting my... The engine of my car, of course, took a shit, too, so I've somehow got to pay for the engine of my car to get repaired, and as well mm-hmm. as, you know, put up the front of the cash for the studio. I'm into the studio now for... Oh, shit. I just...
What's the problem?
You're down.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, no,
you're still
just,
there.
Ah, everything's quiet. Okay, but they can still hear me.
They in the archives, it's just your headphones because they're attached to that computer.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I can still hear everything.
I was freaking out there. Anyway,
oh, God.
The fucked up thing was that, Jesus, this is weird talking with that music in the background.
Isn't it?
That's really bizarre.
It's just you.
You know, I've oftentimes thought that if music was...
kind of a link between, like, the divine and the sublime, like, you know, a link between, like, something like higher reality in our world. If you could walk around with headphones on and, like, mic the world so that everything passed through your music before it got to you, I bet your life would be a lot better.
I think so. That would be kind of neat.
I think I'd like
it's
to...
like a theme song for
well,
your
Well, there's
life.
A really cool set of headphones. It's made by Steinhauser, right? That I see... Oh!
Is it started coming
that
back
was,
in?
That was fucked up. Wow, that was, like, crazy. Jeez. You know what the funny thing is, though, is that finally, after 5 years of broadcasting...
Yes.
I don't mind the sound of my voice.
You're getting used to it, huh?
It's taken me 5 years...
It's taken a while.
...to get used to the sound of my voice. Now, this is going to take, like...
my voice.
Does this thing take, like, a billion years?
No, it's not too bad. It's a 500, and it's not too... It's not. There's no spyware or crap on it, so it's not that...
Are you sure we can't use that dual 1000 board I got? That it's not going to do shit, eh?
No, not even a chance.
Really?
It will cough and die.
Fuck. I hope somebody out there can donate some...
Yeah. The cat's on the screen.
Actually, you know what? There's an
It'd
awesome
be nice
photo
if somebody could donate
my in-law.
Yep.
She took a picture of me and Ranger.
Yeah?
And he's sitting on a bench, and I've got my arm around Ranger, and my hair wasn't spiked. I just look like...
That's the stupid.
I just you know, yep. Kind of, I look terrible.
Yes.
And the dog looks like he got hit in the head with a shovel, and he's got a big red ball in his mouth. And we're like, hey, I'm the world's dumbest Marine with my dog. It's really funny.
Is that what the picture portrays?
Oh, yeah, pretty much. It's. But this is a rad picture here.
That is, like, one of my favorite camera shots. Like,
that's
the
an amazing
animal so close to a fisheye.
Yeah, that's ICQ is up. That's good. There's another.
It is a good thing.
There's another 8 megs of your memory gone. Is that what that is? That's a fisheye that they put the camera
yeah,
on?
Yeah, you can see the curve all the way, around.
I am pussycat.
Hear me roar.
I'm now going to shoulder surf your password.
Doesn't matter. All the DJs know this password.
Do they?
Yeah, so they can do their show.
Oh, right.
Now you don't feel so privileged, huh?
Oh, I never feel privileged, who am I anyway? I'm just a mindless fucking talent, don't mind me.
I'm still just talking in the
just
mic.
Talking
just
in
keep
my
talking,
mom.
Sean, just, okay? Just keep talking.
Just keep dancing, you fucking monkey. Come on. Dance, you stupid fuck. That's my life right there. Where are we going? Are we back
we're
on?
Almost
we're
within
almost
10 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7. 6.
They're hearing us on the 24K.
3.
Well,
drops command line. I'm dropping the command line. Yeah, they've got the satellite in Tokyo. We're currently involved in hand-to-hand combat with Scientologists. They're Scientologists in the studio. Evacuate! Evacuate!
You have invaded the Satan armor.
How we doing?
Cool. We're cool
is
now.
Is that not as cool as the Tales from the Afternoon? I'm sure people are thinking that.
Is that what you're emulating?
Yeah, I'm trying to do the... In 7 days, it will, in fact, start. But where are we at here?
Okay, there
we're back
we
up.
Go.
Dun-dun-dun-fucking-dun! Yeah,
so
here we go.
Hey, back and fucking loud. That's what they're saying.
Back and loud and cloud.
Sorry about that.
Good.
Computer took a shit.
Yeah.
It wasn't the bandwidth of the stream or anything.
And that's part of the joy that is Rant Radio. You know what? Because if you were watching The Tonight Show and it took a shit, that would probably make you feel like it wasn't so fake.
Probably.
You know what I mean? Like, if things take a shit on the show,
yeah,
I'm not really too concerned about that, because you know what?
And nobody left.
It's a pirate fucking media broadcast.
Exactly.
People are expecting us to take a shit, and people understand.
They do. They don't just
because
take
we're
off.
Not,
and,
oh, I guess it's over.
They're just a bunch of guys, and...
They know things go wrong in
this
life.
This is probably about as tribal as you're going to get in our society right here, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking really cool. Like, sometimes
yeah, everyone gathers around.
Sometimes I think about that and I just like, wow, you know, it really melts my head.
Now look at the video. That's even better. Look at the video in the corner there.
Video in the corner?
Corner.
Video in the corner.
Isn't that awesome?
Well, that's a very cool effect.
We're breaking up.
Skynet is involving.
We're breaking up.
There's a virus that is Skynet, and it's getting into T3, and it wants you to give Skynet control. Yeah, well, how is it that Skynet is a virus on the outside rather than being a virus on the inside as well? Is that not what the fuck are you doing? Some system in you are. You're going to walk around and bang shit. Well, they teach you that at school.
Yeah,
and one thing starts to go a little bit freaky.
So
all
I kicked it.
You just kind of hit it a bit, and then it should be fine.
Well, I don't know what that is, and it doesn't
things
matter
to
too
do
much.
To fuck with people in your office. If they know that you are the local computer guy, and you know that, what you do is you install VNC on everybody else's computer. And then when they're not around, you just constantly push the mouse up to the far right-hand corner of the monitor. When they come around and ask you why that happens, you tell them all you have to do is slap the side of the monitor, and it'll be fine. So whenever you get bored at work, you just log into somebody's computer, press it up in a corner until you hear a bang, and then stop. And you can do that all fucking day to multiple different people and see how much abuse they can dole out to their monitors.
How to fill your 8 hours of work.
That's right.
I mean, justify your job.
Yes. And it wasn't me taking a shit. I didn't actually take a shit, so that's fine.
No, it was a computer.
Now, we covered the video game shooting spree. And
we did.
We're
down. Past the halftime.
Past halftime.
Illuminati news.
Now, Illuminati news. Nanomanagement and the Gattaca estate. Yes. Now, notice how informal this article is. Here's the link. Now, you remember, this is off of, like, where's this from? This is from CNN.com. Now, CNN.com isn't like, hey, guys, how's it going? That's not CNN. So,
fucked again.
Is the stream fucked again?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It is.
Well, that's not good.
No, it, like, just...
It just took a shit.
Just took a shit. What are you doing there, Sean?
I didn't do anything.
I'm just joking.
I didn't do anything.
Well, continue amusing the crowds. I think I can get it back without rebooting. Yes.
All right.
Watch me do my magic.
All right, do your magic while I sit here and talk. You know, I actually have to leave this place. Where am I going? Am I out of the chair? Am I moving over a bit or what? Okay, I don't actually know what the fuck is going on. What is that black cord there? Yeah. Oh, so that FireWire cord doesn't mean shit? Okay. Yeah, it's local area connection, network cable unplugged, it says. And now it's back plugged in, so we're okay. Goth Ninja Arsenal. Some of these names here in the Goth Ninja Arsenal. That's hilarious. I should go through the IRC. You are so fired, Sam. Yay, computers got unfucked. No... I bet you Sean was taking a shit. Add carcass, level 50 auto voice. Failed to connect to ICQ Lite. Please try again. Okay. I think we just... shut up. Where is it? Everything's fucked. Everything's fucked. We're fucked. Oh, man. This sucks ass. This is like the biggest... No, actually. No. It's been pretty... It's been pretty straight up, and we've been, like, I missed everything, but he was saying, crusty American, Ethernaut, low network cable unplugged, plugged in, VBA, are we losing people? No, we're back up to 109, that's good. Are they repeating? VBA? Yeah, 2 minutes. I got music now. What the fuck?
Okay, we're close.
We're close, we're so close.
I'm
going to
take control of your computer in a few seconds.
All right, you take control of my computer in a few seconds, and we'll sort it out here. You know what's going to happen soon. What's going to happen is that you're going to be doing the operator thing on the show.
That's right, yeah.
And things are going to take a shit, and you're going to need to leave the front of the show and go back and fix everything.
Yeah, that's the fun of it.
Yeah, so really, hopefully we'll get it up. But the people in the studio will all have to, like, entertain normally.
Just do the normal entertaining.
Jesus Christ, this is going to be such a... Caxler has Visual Basic for applications. Horror flashback.
Okay, I've replay. It's good to go now.
We're back broadcasting again.
Yeah. So.
Tick-tack. We're back. Static.
We back.
Hello.
We is back. Back in black with our trench coats. Ready to terrorize the town.
That's right. Well, what's that popular Blink 182 song?
Woo!
And I feel heavy metal. Yeah.
Blur.
Is it Blur?
Yep. Oh. It's called Song 2.
Back like Bach. Anyway.
Back like Bach. Okay.
Fellow Sucker back. Everybody's back. Sean is reading IRC. Hit him hard.
Sean, stop it.
Sean, stop the IRC. Back God.
I'm very sorry for the problems. I can 85% guarantee it won't happen again. How's that?
Fawn, it's Fawn's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Fawn.
Happy birthday, Fawn. So there you go.
Sim hitting Sean hard left all the way. Okay, anyway, back to show format before the show fucks up again. Okay, yeah. quick. Now, back to this. Remember, now, the CNN is not really known for, like, hey, guys, what's going on? I'm all for, you know, geared media. You know, thing like, you know, when you market your news stories towards a particular crowd?
Yes. Because
that's exactly what it is. This is not news. Okay? This is crowd control. Check this out.
Oh, no.
Okay? Notice how informal this article geared. Who is this? What's this article geared at? And what is it saying? Now, this is supposed to be fucking news. But it's not. This is how it starts. Coldplay, my favorite band, is performing on Saturday Night Live rerun tonight. Okay. But I wouldn't have known about it if I'd not gotten an email this morning. Mm-hmm. The message came from something on AOL called My Best Bet, which is powered by a startup trees called ChoiceStream. Its technology could send the future of how we... Its technology could signal the future of how we find, pick, and learn about what entertains us. Yeah, it's a good thing, really. Really, it's a good thing.
What?
Now it's up to the tech industry to devise a way to help you figure out what you want.
You'll find out what you want, yeah.
It's up to the tech industry to devise ways to help you figure out what you want.
Uh-huh.
The best known of the personalization engines is Amazon.com. Oh, yeah, it's best known. That's just not.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. The online store watches what you buy and then suggests other products you might be interested in by matching your purchases to purchase patterns of other shoppers. Nothing like individualization based upon the masses. In a system based largely on something called collaborative filtering.
Mm.
Give it a name, Sim. There is the name of the enemy.
Collaborative filtering. Collateral damage. Collaborative filtering.
I've found plenty of relevant stuff I wouldn't have otherwise known about.
Yeah.
Remember, everything you tell a corporation or government is used against you.
No, it's good for you.
No, that's a fact. Everything you tell a corporation or a government is used against you.
Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be?
Going right along back to the article now. To get started on this technology, you have to spend a few minutes telling it about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I went to AOL, keyword My Best Bets, to try this out at mybestbets.tv, and filled out some forms. Listed a few TV shows I like. I preferred independent films, and then selected from a list of movies I hadn't seen and rating each one. Now, it's good that they made this author look like he was, you know, some kind of a Linux guru or something by saying he likes independent film. Like, you want to my ever-loving ass? This is not news. This is not news.
This is an ad.
And check out the subtle selling of normal. I love this.
Yeah.
I love this.
Okay.
I told the software how often I watch certain genres, like horror, bracket, never.
Never.
I never watch horror, because horror is bad, because then you'll wear black t-shirts and trench coats and shoot people.
Yeah.
And foreign language, which I watch often.
Okay. I love that Chow Yun
Fat. I defy you to show me one decent switched-on webhead who doesn't know who Cthulhu is.
Exactly.
I then pressed a button, gave me a surprisingly useful rundown of shows and movies on my cable system that day, in addition to potentially interesting movies in theaters. I can fine-tune these recommendations on the software, watching my clicks as I navigate what ChoiceStream lists. It gets more accurate over time. How the fuck can this thing get more accurate to what you want over time? It limits what you see, guy. It's fucking...
It knows what you like.
And the total finishing touch of this pig is the title of this article. The title of this article is New Software Tells You What You Like.
No way. Tells you what you like.
Yes, this software will tell you what you like.
You like this.
And, of course, in the Logs Attack category, a class of attacks that allows users to take control of any PC or server could leave computer systems and corporations and internet cafes vulnerable to attack, a researcher says.
Shatter attacks.
Attacks by the original discoverer. Jesus, what's the original discoverer?
I'm the original discoverer.
That's something an 8-year-old would say. That doesn't make sense.
I found it first.
The class of security hacks used by the Windows messaging system, which records that insecure but privileged applications run malicious code. Okay, well, you didn't discover it, did you? A bunch of hackers discovered it. Fuckwad. The Windows messaging, it's like, does Columbus discovered America?
Weren't there Indians living here?
Discovered it. No, you didn't. There were people living here.
We made it to the media first.
The Windows messaging system is the media through which applications of the Windows operating system communicate with each other. Oliver Lavery, an independent researcher and author of a paper published by security consultancy iDefense on Friday, said that Microsoft fixed the original flaw found but left basic messaging system untouched. Applications that run with system privileges but don't follow Microsoft's recommended security practices allow the vulnerability to be exploited.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice that, these shatter attacks. This is another
shatter
huge,
attack.
Shatter attack.
FUD, FUD.
They wouldn't call it a dispersal attack, because that's not damaging. You want to call it a shatter attack. You know.
I Defense Security Consultancy. I bet they're selling something.
Because defense.com wasn't available. Anyway,
yeah, iDefense. E-Defense.
Would you be interested in iDefense? Okay, now don't pink the don't post this link. That's
okay.
All I tell you to.
Okay.
This link is called Name That Country.
Okay.
Winward. Cancel. Oh, my Windows.
Oh, that's not good. Let me just make sure we're still broadcasting. Things are going horribly. You know, yeah, that's all good.
That's all good.
Okay, let me just open it up again. Go to start.
Start.
And then go to favorites or documents.
Documents.
And then go right to the top, down, STK FTM show 79.
There it is.
And da-da-da, and I have to scroll down again. Sorry for the computer.
Yeah, Jesus.
Just being a pig.
I want my Red Smarties. Now then, name that country. What country was this article running? Mobile phone providers switched off their encryption systems for 24 hours on a government order, allowing the Federal Security Service and the police to eavesdrop on all calls. An alert notifying callers that their conversations could be listened to on popped-up cell phones around this city at 9 p.m. Tuesday and lasted until 9 p.m. Wednesday. On an order by the Communications Ministry, the alert, depending on the model of cell phone, is usually an exclamation point or an unlocked padlock. The action taken to shut down encryption system was ordered in accordance with the existing law in order to prevent crimes. Mobile telesystem said in a statement Wednesday. Now, what country was that in? If this was 15 years ago, you wouldn't have a problem wondering what country that's in, because you'd be able to point at one country on the planet and say that that's where it's happening. But now, due to the way the Patriot Act and the laws have come to pass, there's no way to tell. Yeah, it's perfect grammar. There's no way to tell what music or what... I'm sorry, you just totally threw me off.
I'm sorry, it was so good.
The bottom line is that... 15 years ago, you'd be able to easily pick out that the country was Russia.
Yes.
But now, you can't really tell because Russia's not free, and we're free over here. But now we're not free over here anymore because we legislated ourselves out of freedom. Isn't that nice?
There you go.
And it's not the point that, yeah, well, you can name the country. Well, good for you. The point is that it becomes a bit of a challenge where you have to wonder.
Yeah.
That's something you want
go,
to
go, is
at.
It my country? It could be my country now.
Not cool.
Right?
Not cool. In cryptological news, remember that big mass of stuff that washed up on the shore a couple weeks ago?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not a Shoggoth. Nothing to see here. Move along. Chilean scientists set on Friday their study of a huge blob of flesh found on the Pacific beach through concluded it was the carcass of a sperm whale.
Is that it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, didn't you just say on the last thing that all the experts said it wasn't a carcass? It was all wrong.
Didn't smell like it.
Nope, didn't smell like it. Didn't look like it. No, it's carcass sperm whale.
Oh, yep, that's it.
That's what it is. It's not a large undersea sentient alien life form that's sent here to kill us. Nope.
Next story. Yep.
Next story. Yep. Nothing to see here. Giant octopus turn themselves inside out all the time. Going into the cult watch, how about some nice skin? Now, this reminds me of Cannibal Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who has not seen Cannibal Holocaust is a really, 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 really brutal snuff film. Well, it's actually not a snuff film. It's like a hardcore, gory,
very
zombie.
Almost snuff.
Made
people
movie.
Question it.
Yeah, people question it.
Yeah.
It's like the original Blair Witch film, made in 79.
Yeah,
okay.
I have not seen it, but
I have a copy of
West.
It. I was just given a copy of it on VCD.
Oh.
Yes, I have quite a connection now for rare and bizarre films. I was also given a movie called Lie, which is all about, like, homosexual pedophilia, which I didn't know until I started watching.
And you're like, I can't do it.
And then I, like, turned it off, and I'm like, wow, I really want to go buy a rifle. But anyway, yes. Now, this particular thing here is about how human skin is getting as much as 10 grand in the African underground market for witchcraft, depending on the quality of the pelt, which means the younger... the better. So if you skin babies, you'll get big bucks for them.
Oh, yeah.
That's some heinous shit.
That is.
Right there.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's just, when you think that the world is really just a super civilized place, no, they're still skinning people and selling their skin. So just so you know. Now, here's something that's kind of cool. I'd like to go down to Toys R Us and get one of these. It's an inflatable radio. They're about $20 at Toys R Us.
What? Inflatable.
No shit. Inflatable radios may not seem like the vanguard of a revolution, but for a small firm called T-Inc, they're the first step towards redefinition of wireless that could change everything from military uniforms to counterfeiting safeguards. Adapting technology for the use of printed circuit boards, Manhattan-based T-Inc developed a new applications for conductive ink, which prints like regular ink, but carries electricity on a wire. The T-Inc radios will sell for $20. Knobs are replaced by printed images that function like working switches.
Wow.
Yeah, so I can print myself out a radio on my printer.
Damn.
How fucking cool is that?
That is cool.
Touching an icon on a radio service completes the circuit and activates the control. More precisely, more practically, may soon follow. U.S. military has expressed interest in developing smart uniforms that integrate printed keyboards for field radios, cell phones, other gear into fabric. The company has a file patent for a more advanced conductive ink that could be verified on authenticity of currency and critical documents. You mean I can hack my money? And T-Ink's coloring books, which produce sound by using paper as a circuit board, could pave the way for interactive wallpaper printed with built-in light switches. The ink could be replaced wires and new horns, predicts T-Ink's vice chairman Andy Furman. It's not hard to imagine that you bring in a painter instead of an electrician.
That is pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
That's really neat.
And then more in the kit corner. On to Super Destruction. Yes, Japan's NEC Corp unveiled on Thursday a prototype cell phone handset capable of receiving digital broadcast signals, enabling a user not only make calls, take photos, but to watch TV.
That's what you need.
Because that's exactly what you need when you're driving down the fucking road. And,
I've been missing that in my car.
Yeah, you need that. You need that. And gear is good. Ronan Snariot sent me this. Maxpedition.com found a new gear manufacturer makes everyday kit for civvies that looks like mil-spec. And they make a really cool, there's a link to the main site, but then I linked to something in their catalog, which is like a strap-on leg pack that can be turned into a butt pack. And I'll post that one as well. Very, very cool stuff. Very cool stuff. And as we all know, satchels are cool. Different ideas for AWOL bags. Very, very nice. And cheap. Cheap, cheap, cheap. I don't know how good their quality is. They say the quality is good by reviews, but we'll see.
Very cool.
Media review. Battlestar Galactica, as you may or may not know, is being remade.
Yes.
And according to Edward James Olmos, the star of the new Battlestar Galactica, has some advice for the devoted fans of 79's fiction sci-fi series. Don't watch the remake.
Wow.
Because it's a totally different feel. So
the star saying don't watch
it. When Edward James almost says don't watch the remake, that's, I'm not feeling too good about that.
He's the Miami Vice boss, isn't he?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
could. Edward James almost?
Yeah, I think so. And, of course, Alien Binary sends in a media review for The Salmon of Doubt. I don't know if I've told you this yet, but it's really something that people should know. I'm sure at least half of the Rant Radio demographic will regard this book as a holy relic. We all know that, unfortunately, Douglas Adams, creator of some of the best novels ever written, died approximately 3 years ago. Holy shit, was it that long ago? However, his friend preserved his four old Mac computers and one day started to comb the files. The following book is an until now unpublished and unknown book, a compilation of unpublished writings and stories by the master. Here's the link for the book. I haven't finished the book yet, but I have to say it's an incredible tribute to the man. It must be for any serious science fiction fan. Congratulations, you beat Oprah and her goddamn book club in the media review. Now I figure you dominate the internet radio market, the internet TV market, you might as well conquer the M-fucking book club as well. So, yeah, that's actually not a bad idea. You know, I'll probably do that on the shows.
Sean's recommendation.
Yeah. And there'll be some repeats of books I've recommended because there's a lot of people who won't listen to the radio shows. A lot of people go to the first show, download that, and then see what books I recommend on there and go from there. And they won't bother with the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just happen to listen to this stuff, and that's fine, that's cool. But, you know, bear with me. We're going to do some repetition because we got everything old is new again. Messing with the normals. Here's some interesting ways to mess with the normals. Are you bored? An exasperated resident turned the tables on a company who hounded him with telemarketing calls. Found out the company and started calling them more than 100 times in 2 days.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. When people attack telemarketers, that's a good way of doing it. Just start phoning them and use up all their phone lines. You could probably do that. You could just turn tables on telemarketing groups.
Yeah.
Now, here's a question. Now, how are they doing this? WagaWare sent me this in. Here's two links. So U.S. government officials, as well as Iranian Americans and communications satellite operators, confirmed that all U.S.-based satellite broadcasts to Iran are being jammed out of Cuba, one of Iran's major allies and nation increasingly independent on Iranian oil. How are they jamming those signals? I want to know how they're jamming them.
Yeah.
Because this
is...
like WagaWare says, why don't we just jack some satellites and broadcast SKTFM to, like, during the Super Bowl?
That would be good promotion, yeah.
You betcha. And, of course, on to digital baptism. Now, Debian. Wow, I'm going to get nailed
Divi,
for that.
Divi.
A Debian Linux email and database server, which is owned by someone, whose name I don't remember, but it's a Debian Linux email and database server.
They know him.
is now officially named Apostle. That is the name of that unit. And that's it for digital baptisms. I don't have any other digital baptism. But each hour, I'm going to give you the special lowdown on next week's show. We're wrapping this show up right now. And I feel kind of bad about saying goodbye to the last audio show.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah, it's an end. The king is dead. Long live the king.
Well,
right?
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, it's been kind of fun, you know. It's been a year and a bit. Shit, you know, it's pretty good go.
Moving on, moving up. It's different. It's new.
And if you guys don't think that I'm actually, you know, pretty... Well, I'm excited about this. I'm excited about going to the new show.
Excited, scared, all the emotions you can think of.
Not really that scared. I'm more... No. I'm not that scared.
Because you know people like it.
Well, people are coming to see it, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got 105 people right here who give a shit.
Kept
you know?
Through the down two down times we had.
Yeah, you
they're
know,
still there.
I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing to
it
me.
Is.
And so I wanted to bring in a pretty good guest for the first show. And Sim managed to rope and tie down a good one. Next week, for the live in studio on the video show, TV video show, is a guy by the name of Frank Ogden, also known as Dr. Tomorrow. Now, this guy put out a book back in the 80s, back in the day. Now, this guy is a hardcore futurist. Hardcore futurist. Back in the 80s, he put
93,
out...
93.
93?
Yeah.
Oh,
almost
sorry.
80s.
Sorry. So, in 93, he put out a book with a floppy in it, when there wasn't a lot of books with floppies in them back in that day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's 81 years old. Okay. He's a helicopter, airplane, glider, balloon pilot. He's flown over 55 different planes. He's established a light plane altitude record.
Unbroken still.
Unbroken to this day. He's a syndicated columnist, produced and hosts 6 different TV shows from his houseboat, which he calls to be like this floating cyber platform. He invited us down. We're going to go in there and actually film everything. He's hooked this thing right in. This guy's right out of Snow Crash. No shit. He produces and hosts those 6 shows, signs his books, filled with an ink infused with his own DNA. Now, I want to know, like, I want to be buddies with this guy. I want to figure out where he gets this shit done.
He is cool. Okay.
Writer, he's written 2 books. The last book you'll ever read, and Navigation in Cyberspace, which is, we have one of those books, which I'm probably going to chew through.
Yep.
And I think his other one may be out of print. I'm going to see if I can get it.
Okay.
He lived for 2 years with voodoo priests in Haiti. I'm not even kidding. Like, what a fucking scream sheet this guy has. This guy's got a wicked resume. He administered LSD therapy for 8 years in New Westminster's Hollywood Hospital from 61 to 68. He's huge in the cyborg replacement parts. And did I mention he's got bionic eyes? For the last 11 years, Ogden has walked around with surgically implanted intraocular lenses. He has 2015 vision and regained his helicopter and parachute license at age 72. He's hoping to get a goddamn zoom lens on his left eye. Quote, wouldn't it be great for the beach? Unquote. Since 1980, he has given over 700 talks throughout the year, throughout the world, commanding fees anywhere from $5,000 to $7,000 per lecture, and he travels some 200,000 miles per year. And he is going to be our in-studio audience. He's agreed to just be like, wow, you guys are cool. Yeah, I want to come down and talk to you. So we're like, oh, we love you. Thank you, because we're sure as shit not paying him $5,000 to come in and talk to us.
That's yeah, like he's doing it for free.
That's nice super that. Duper cool. So, and he seems like a super cool guy. Also, live in studio next week, Porn on Beta. Full show.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a good day. Three brand new songs never heard. And if you can't make it to the studio,
watch
you
it.
You can't pay the $10. Stay tuned, because you'll be able to download it and check it out.
Yeah.
And that'll be a whole new level. We are, in fact, winning the war. We are, in fact... making a dent, because we are still here, no matter what they say, no matter how stupid people may claim the show may be or what we do with our time may be. Some people may say, well, you're not making any money. Why do you bother? Why are you doing what you're doing? Well, there's 105 people in the RC right now who know why we do what we do. Special shouts out to everybody here.
Yes.
All 105 of you people for sticking around. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
That is awesome.
Just for making it. You know what? And whether or not the video show takes off or it doesn't, I mean, the fact that we got to this tier, this level, where we got a studio.
It's success.
I mean, when you, yeah, dude, like,
amazing.
I never even imagined it getting this big. So, as far as I'm concerned, just about everything from here on in is gravy. If one day, you know, we actually make some bread from this, well, that would pretty much be the end of the game, wouldn't it?
That'd be nice.
Yeah, I'd pretty much be rolling credits, you know.
Yep.
At that, we want to see who the game designers are and stuff. But we'll see where it goes. And if you want to help, if you can, go on and get 2 people hooked on the show. Do mass, like, get people knowing in the area. If you know people who live in the area, especially around Vancouver, you should advise them to go to the show, whatever. And if you can make it up here at least now, hey, yeah, come on down, because now you can actually come to a show. We got bleachers and an actual studio.
Show's in Langley for people, at Langley, B.C.
Langley, B.C.,
so
baby.
There are people in your area probably driving to the show.
Yep, you've actually... Soul Trance still needs a ride, I think. So if somebody wants to get in touch with Soul Trance, the dude needs a ride. ride. Going through the IRC tonight, special shouts. We got Alpha 736, Capone X. Misconduct, more gimpy than gimpy.
More gimpy than gimpy.
More gimpy than gimpy.
Linux, Win2K3, Adam, Akito 622, Aliens Binary, Aliens Binary, Aliens AFK, Angelic Firestorm, Angry Monkey, Antidoodle, Apoc Arm, Asylum Boy, Blung, Bobby Digital, Carcass, Cabot, Cell Rumbling Sky, Chemical, X Girl, where are we at here? Crow, Krusty American, Dancing Monkey, Delusion, Din Famous, Don't Panic 42, Darky Down Halo, Dragon Sayer, Droopy, Dr. Wave, Dubster, Flesh Ripper, Adrenocillin, Fun with Bridges, Gabriel, Genaway, Gluco, G-Man who owns Apostle. Ah, he's the guy who owns Apostle. Goth Ninja Arsenal, no kidding. Griffin, Guardian Super Chicken, Hack Off, Hybrid Theory, Kadath, Kaiser Soul, Kello, Kexler again, Latex, ZZ, Lentium, Little Mac, Loyalizer, Manuel O'Kelly, Mary Bell Virgin, Megalomaniac, McVenner, More Goth Than Sheep, Namjurai, Nebula, Nimda, Node, Ooh, Paladin, Poison Cheeto, Pyros and Psycho, Punk Ass, Punk of Evil, Quiff, Root Work, Rats Food and Rich, hey, buddy! Let's get down here, down. Ricky Rocket, Sapphire, Shrimp Boat 411, Side Slide, Sir Dork, SKTFM, Data Stalker, or FM2K3. FM2, Cast Stalker, whatever. Southpaw Samurai, Spudley Stats, Tess, Tacky Turn. Tess Turn?
It's going to kill you. I have no idea.
Spudley Stats, Tess Turn, Tasha, AFK, The Bug, The Cyber Christ, Transistor, Trinity, Turmoil, Tweaked, Urban ITX, VBA, Voxels, Wavemaster, Zia, Wi-Fi Girl, Wiggle Puppy, WS Ninja, Zorastra, Zaxxas, D-Day Species, Grim, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Win2K3, Low, and Built Forge. BLK Forge. Black Forge. I think that's Black Forge. So special shouts out to all of you who showed up. 107 people jumped into the IRC, and this will be the last readout I do of the IRC. So you were there.
Enjoy it.
You were
there.
The last one. Oh, my
take,
Bob.
Take a brick from the wall.
No more Sean on Mondays on the computer cries. No, of course there's Sean on Mondays on the computer, you moron.
Of course there is.
Of course there is. There's going to be all kinds. There's more Sean on the computer.
There's even more. Sean's ugly mug on your computer.
And the minute we get enough bandwidth, it's all about bandwidth, guys.
Yep.
If we can afford it, we will put Xnarc just showed up.
We'll try and put it on the audio.
We'll try to do a simulcast as well. But I'm pretty sure you guys would enjoy it to actually, rather than work and lose time by listening to the show, you can actually consume no work and get nothing done whatsoever by actually watching the
show. And you can download it after if you can't watch it live or you have a low bandwidth at your house.
Yeah, it'll be very.
Somebody will get it to you.
Oh, Fragmart means Fragmart 2003.
Ah, yes, by our friend Red 5.
Oh, who's Stalker?
That's not Red 5, but Fragmart is held by Red 5.
Yes, I should actually. I was a big fag and didn't go to last Fragmart. I probably should do that this time. It's just been so crazy. You are still free to distribute the show any way as you fit, and if you want to get on to Rant Radio and try to help out still, we still need more programming, and we need video programming. Get in touch with Smokehouse. He will set you up. And just in case you're wondering on how this works, it is actually the score, us, lots, them, fuck all, because they can't stop us. They can't stop us. Because as long as we're not controlled by cash, they cannot control us.
Yes, we can still do anything we want.
You betcha. So until next week, guys, until we go on the air live with something that has never been done before, using technology that's never been available before, broadcasting for the first time to radical rant radio cells all over the world with a brand new media to get through to you people so we can keep information free and keep it flowing. Remember, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to weren't never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to fit in. Follow that.